Tom Wilburn reporting from the waterfront, Morro Bay, California. I'm here with Jennifer Little, the Executive Director of Morro Bay Tourism. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there, Tom.
I hope you know how spoiled we are.
I am. It's a beautiful sunny day. We're sitting on the dock and can't get any better.
And you get paid for this, too. That's pretty cool.
It is great.
Yeah. As you know, I've lived in Morro Bay and on the Central Coast since 1978. Been in Morro Bay a big chunk of that time. Walked the doggies along the waterfront, the state park, Embarcadero, almost daily. There are many places in Morro Bay I have never poked my head in, where the tourists and visitors have. Partly because of you, I've been poking my head in some places that I just walk by. And some real pleasant surprises. I think to start with, along the Embarcadero, along the waterfront, there are these little discreet micro inns. I thought a couple of them were just condos. There's no big signs or advertising, but they are these little inns where you can stay. Tell us about a couple of the best-kept secrets on the bay.
Sure. We have several smaller hotels. I would call them boutique hotels. It truly is more like living in a condo. You're on the water, and to me, what's really neat about it is making it your home. So bring your bike. Some of them have garages that you can park stuff in. A lot of these, most of them actually, that are on the water have docks. Mm-hmm. So you can bring your own kayak or your own paddleboard and launch it right behind your room or your condo if you want for the week and just make it your home.
They have full large kitchens and all of the amenities that you would have in a home or a condo.
Yeah.
It's not this little kitchenette.
That's right. And the rates are reasonable. I mean, for California coastal hotel rooms, Morro Bay's got one of the best deals around.
Give us a word picture of a couple of them, your couple picks along the Embarcadero.
There's at the south end, we have Estero Inn, which is a beautiful little hotel, and they have several waterfront rooms with balconies, and like I said, they have docks outside. They have fireplaces, so you really feel warm and like it's just your own little private paradise.
Ken Scott.
Ken Scott, and you own a boutique, really cool little inn.
Estero Inn in Morro Bay, California.
Right on the waterfront.
Right on the waterfront. 8 luxury rooms.
So this is really different from what a lot of people think. They think of a motel in Morro Bay being a Best Western or a typical motel, but this is not. This is that added value for a special experience.
These are suites on the water.
So this would, an ideal would be a romance getaway, an anniversary, something special.
We have a romantic package, and if you book with us the first time, I buy you a dozen roses, chocolate truffles, and a drink. It's all set up in your room on Estero Inn and myself for being first-time guest here.
That's really cool. And you literally overhang the water.
Yes, we are. The rooms have beautiful views, and 4 of them actually hang over the water 5 feet.
That's so cool. So it'd be a type of place where you might not ever even leave your place, just hunker down.
Yes, we have repeat guests is almost 60% now.
Wow, incredible. That makes marketing easy, huh?
Yeah, repeat guests is our big turn. After 8 years, we've learned how to accommodate them. We know when they come in. We know what they like, what restaurants they want to eat at.
So you're concierge then?
All the girls work for me. This isn't a little typical motel because they're all like little concierges that help you out with what reservations you want to go to, if you want to go to dinner, if you want to go over here, go wine tasting. We also give out free wine tasting tickets where we purchase from one of the local people in town. For staying with us, we give you 2 wine tickets, and that was a gift from us to them for people coming, and it's worked out very well for us.
What's it like in the rooms, in the suites? Is there a kitchen?
They all have mini kitchens, refrigerators, microwaves, and the showers are extra large. All pillow top beds, fine linens, and all the rooms have beautiful bay views and ocean rock views.
For further information,
EsteroInn@MorroBay.com or relax@EsteroInn.com. And our number is 805-772-1500. My name is Ken Scott, and I am a local and the owner of Estero Inn.
Ken, thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much.
And then just a few steps down from them, we have La Roche. It's a boutique hotel right on the water, and they kind of look like a condo. You pull up and they have a two-car garage and they have a living room and a kitchen. So you have all the amenities of home in a hotel setting, which is really nice.
Come along and let's join Maggie Jurin at La Roche.
They were built and finished in 2014. They're three units on each side of a public walkway, all water harbor
facing. Right, hanging over the water.
Right, hanging over the water with amazing views. All of them are one bedroom, one and a half bath, and sleep four. And they also have an individual garage space allocated to each unit. They all have fireplaces, free Wi-Fi, of course, full kitchens, private balconies, barbecue grills.
This is obviously an upscale getaway for somebody coming to Morro Bay. If you want something where you're going to pay a premium, you're going to get premium experience and response.
Yes, we try to provide that in every way, but with all the amenities we provide and just the views that are offered here and having a full condominium with the full kitchen.
Yeah, that was the thing that got my attention, is having your own full, like a real kitchen that you can go out shopping and cook for yourself, go get a fresh fish and barbecue.
Exactly. Yes, we have high-end Weber barbecue grills at all the units. And everyone who stays here, we get just rave reviews about it, and they stay booked pretty well. But we welcome anyone who would like to come down and have this amazing experience to please contact us.
When's the best kind of best kept secret time to come?
You know, it's really a beautiful area all year round, because even in the winter, I was down here a lot doing different work during the winter when we were having the storms, and it was just spectacular. I think
a stormy day would be a great day to be here. Yeah.
But I think, you know, as everyone is soon finding out, is September, October, November, when we have our really beautiful weather, is a wonderful time to be here. Sit here and watch the wildlife and all the kayaks going by and the stand-up paddleboarders. And what people really love about it is it's very private, very quiet, because it sits back off of the Embarcadero, and yet you take 20 steps out there and you have access to restaurants, bars, lots of shopping.
That's what I was just thinking, you know, if you didn't want to cook for yourself, you just walk down the street and there's quite a few restaurants to choose from. One of your favorite picks that you tell people that you like, places to eat.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Galley if you want really good fresh food. Giovanni's clam chowder, I think, is awesome. So is the Dutchman. That would be the three that come to mind for me. Harbor Hut, I really like for lunch. They have some wonderful lunch options. It's further down near the Rock. And Blue Sky is local and has a good variety of...
A few steps down the Embarcadero.
Yes, exactly. You could be there in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think the neat thing, too, is that you can park your car and that's it for your entire stay. You can do everything walkable.
Yes, and that's the feedback we get from a lot of people, is we parked our car, and other than to go wine tasting one day, we never left. And a lot of people come and don't leave much because they just sit on the balcony and watch the world go by. Mm-hmm.
So. In the middle of the winter value season, what would be the best rate you could get?
I believe our lowest rate would be midweek in the winter. And I think right now we have that priced at $209 a night.
Very cool. For your own condo home, that's pretty cool. Right on the waterfront.
Yeah, that sleeps four.
Yeah. Yeah, you break it down per person, not bad.
It's hard to beat that. And I think our weekend rate in the winter is $239.
Okay. Maggie, thank you for sharing.
You're so welcome. Thank you for featuring us, because it's really a lovely place and we're trying to get the word out. A lot of people still think it's a residence or offices because you don't notice it so much from the Embarcadero. So we do everything we can to make people aware that they can stay here too.
It really is discreet. Yeah. As an architectural presentation, it's very subtle, understated.
Yes.
All right. Thanks again, Maggie. And I imagine for the value person, once the craziness of summer season goes away, there's some super values in the middle of winter, which is a great time to be on the waterfront here personally.
Absolutely. I always say this is our secret season. As soon as school goes back in, all the fog goes away, which is really amazing because people think of Morro Bay as fog. It's only here during the summer. So it's like the light switch just goes on. Everybody goes back to school and there's suddenly no fog. And we have these amazing, beautiful pastel sunsets every single night all the way through December. And it's like our Indian summer, if you will.
Up the street, another place that I've walked by forever and ever, is there's Dorn's Old Breakers Cafe. And then across the street was the Breakers Motel forever and ever. I walked by recently and the sign is gone. It has a whole new rebirth and reincarnation. And I did stop in and peek in the rooms, and they did a major refit.
They absolutely did. It's one of my favorite properties right now to talk about. So,
and the new name is?
The new name is The Landing, and the owner is a hotelier from Santa Cruz. So she brings a lot of experience down from beach properties up there, and she basically looked at this great old property. It's one of the few three-story hotels that Morro Bay has, so you can be on the third floor and have this amazing view north and south all the way across the Estero Bay.
You know, in some ways, that beats the true waterfront properties as far as, oh my gosh, view, because of that elevation. I just couldn't get off that railing. I'm just standing out there going, wow, nice.
It's absolutely beautiful. And she took the rooms down to the studs, and she put in all new windows, new air conditioning, new heaters. Everything is brand new top to bottom. And it is absolutely beautiful. You will not be disappointed staying at The Landing.
Ken Clark, here we are in Morro Bay, almost on the water, and we're at a new incarnation of an older hotel motel called today The Landing.
We're so close to the water, Tom, we just stood off a balcony looking down at the water and could see miles and miles in either direction.
So The Landing has a new owner in the last few months?
Yes, it was purchased early in the year by Chris Franti and her husband Scott. And they own Beach Street Inn and Suites in Santa Cruz. And she came down and remodeled the rooms.
So you got the original bones, but you guys have bombed and gutted the rooms, and it's a whole fresh start to do.
All the rooms have been done from floor to ceiling and wall to wall, and we put in new high-end bedding and all new furniture and microwaves and flooring, and everything in the rooms is just new and beautiful. I love the red accent, and our customers commented on it every day. Our next two projects are going to be outside in the pool area and then redoing the bathroom, so somebody will walk into a new bathroom when we get that done, and that'll be one of the two major projects we're going to complete in the next 18 months.
I think the cool thing is it's three stories and part of your building, and you've got pretty incredible views from that third floor. It was hard to pull me away from up on that balcony.
It was. We talked for a long time, and the three-story portion was here, and the stories to our right, where we're sitting, was moved here from just down the street some years ago.
Wow, interesting.
Interesting to move a big building up, I suspect.
Yeah, I was just thinking that would have been quite a sight. Probably one of the nice things about this property is, compared to a true waterfront property in Morro Bay, there would be a value added by not being waterfront.
There is, but we're still close to everything. We're right here.
You're like a block.
Yeah, a block from the Embarcadero. We've got wonderful views. People can walk everywhere. We're in the middle of all the great restaurants and shopping and stores, and if they want to walk to town instead of down toward the water, they can do that and take advantage of the thrift shops and the places that a lot of people like to shop and find some bargains to take home.
What sort of amenities do you have here? Is there breakfast or?
Well, we've got great different types of espresso coffees. We'll have fire pits and hot tub on our new patio when that gets completed, which we estimate to be in January. And it's going to be a great place for people to have weddings or have their family reunions or get-togethers. We've already got some inquiries from local people in town wanting to use it as kind of a common spot. So we think it's going to be a really beautiful patio. It's going to have water views. So it's going to be the place that we, you and I would be sitting in 6 months.
I look forward to coming back. Right across the street is one of my old-time go-to restaurants, Dorn's.
Dorn's.
That's been in business, as I recall, since 1942. That's pretty incredible.
The original Breakers, I think, was what they call it. It's now Dorn's. The couple that owns it now, I think, bought it from family members that operated it for decades.
The old incarnation of this motel was called the Breakers. Did it have same ownership? Was it a part of the family?
I don't know if it had same ownership back in the day. I know when our group bought it in the first of the year, it was somebody that wasn't connected to the original owners.
How many rooms do you have here?
It's 25.
In different configurations, or are they pretty similar?
Our configurations are either king or double queens. All our rooms with two beds are all queens, and they're different configurations, whether your patio level downstairs or upstairs.
And going forward, the best time, in my opinion, I always recommend people to come to Morro Bay in the wintertime, which is pretty darn nice unless it's raining.
Well, I'll tell you from my experience in Santa Cruz, which is similar to here.
Very similar.
When the weather starts being predicted at triple digits inland, the reservation phone starts picking up. Can we come for the weekend? But that's the beauty of this part of California. We don't have cold and we don't have real hot. I mean, I'm from North Carolina where I'm used to 98 degrees in August and 98% humidity. So I jokingly say when it gets to be 77 here, I get to complaining.
We're pretty spoiled.
That we are.
Have you thought about some value pricing for the middle of the winter, some off-season value deals?
We're going to work on that. We're going to be working on some repeat customer pricing for those, that kind of a rewards card type of things. And we got some other things that are in the thinking stages. But give me time, Tom. I just got here 4 days ago.
I will loop back with you next winter. We'll see how your garden came together. And yeah,
I'll look forward to it.
All
right. Well, I've enjoyed a history lesson, and maybe you and I can get together and go kayaking.
I would love it. I have three of them, so I can take you out anytime.
That would be fun.
It's a date.
Well, thank you for coming. I've enjoyed getting to know you, and I got a feeling we're going to stay connected.
Most definitely. For further information, you'll have a website.
We do. TheLandingMB.com.
One more time.
TheLandingMB, short for Morro Bay.com.
Excellent. Ken Clark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Going into late fall season and winter, does Morro Bay Tourism have special packages?
We do. We have a really good package for the month of September and October. And it's, if you stay two nights, you get a free bottle of wine. And you can find that offer on morrobay.org. It's a really great deal. It's one of our wineries here in town, MCV. You can just get the bottle right down the Embarcadero and take it into a restaurant if you want, have them cork it.
And how about middle of the winter? Do you have some super values, some dining packages that might work?
Yes, we will have our restaurant passport coming out over the winter. And before that, we have our concerts on the bay, which are amazing. So those are in late September. That's September 30th and October 14th. And they are on the docks at Giovanni's Fish Market. And you can, same thing, you can get a whole package. Get two tickets for the concert and food and wine and stay at the hotel. Great deals.
Very cool.
Let me just tell you about our Kids Get Free Stuff passport. A lot of people are traveling November, December for holidays. So if you stay any time during November, December in any one of the hotels, your Kids Get Free Stuff passport. And it's absolutely the coolest thing we've ever done. I'm really excited about it. Your kids can go in and they can get free dessert at American Fish Company, and they can get a free clam chowder at Giovanni's and a free kite at the Kite and Surrey store. All different things up and down the Embarcadero.
You're going to make Morro Bay junkies out of these little guys.
Yeah, I love it. It's really fun. It's just a great place to be. I can't help it.
Jennifer Little, thanks for sharing. This has been wonderful. Now you got to drag me off the docks here. What a great day.
It is beautiful. Thank you for having me again, Tom.
You're welcome. For further information, website?
MorroBay.org for all your information you need.
And Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff?
Yeah, we have all that as well. Just look for the Morro Bay Facebook page.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the waterfront in Morro Bay, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.